Hello, hello.
Why, hello.
What are you up to?
Sitting in the garage, smoking a stogie. How about yourself?
The same. It's ironic how I've titled this podcast The Garage Shuffle, and yet here we are shuffling around in the garage.
Yeah, right. Well, that's our life. That's how we live it.
It is. It's the dream, so to speak.
I would guess so.
So, tell me two fun facts about your ancient car you're working on.
The International.
Yes, sir.
Two fun facts.
Tell us what it is, real quick. It's a 1930 what?
1936 International pickup. I mean, if you want to get really into the details, it's a 1936 International C line.
C line.
Yeah, like the letter C and then line.
Did they have a B line?
I think they had a D. I don't know if they had a B.
Now you got the cream of the crop there, man. What give us some info. What have you got going on with it right now? What needs to be done to get it on the road?
Well, I mean, to get it on the road, I gotta finish boxing in the frame, put in brake lines, put in wiring, put in new drivetrain, put in interior, and
It's
so basically everything.
just building a car, really.
Yeah, right now I got the rolling chassis. I haven't fully finished the chop top. I've had to remodify a few things I fucked up on with that.
You're kind of learning as you go, in a way.
Well, yeah, it's my first one, so I mean, can't really
That's the essence of the project, right? Learn as you go.
Well, isn't that any project vehicle? You kind of learn as you go.
Speaking of learning as you go, have you checked out L. Burrow's latest video of the Skyhawk project, otherwise known as Nick?
Yeah, I was right before while I was waiting on you, I kind of like poked my head into
Just look
YouTube.
into that door. You just like popped in that room. You're like, oh, I wonder what's going on. Oh, God. Oh, man,
Yeah,
that car. That car, man.
I watched a couple minutes of that, and I started laughing at his confusion and question.
It's just funny. We all go about things so differently.
Oh yeah, as soon as I saw his blue rubber gloves, I stopped watching.
Oh, yeah, mine are black.
No, I don't even have rubber gloves.
I didn't think you'd be the type to wear protection, Ryan.
Not generally.
Oh. So, do you think you'll have your project dialed in by the time summer's roll around to an end?
What, this summer?
I take that as a no.
Well, I mean, now that I got a new work schedule and whatnot, where I can actually have somewhat of a social life and
Yeah.
at the end of the day, I could probably start working on it more and more, but right now I got a what I really, really need to do to really get a huge step up on it is I need to go and steal my welder back from my friend that's commandeered it for a few years. And
Oh, one of those long-term borrowing situations, huh?
oh yeah, it became hey, can I borrow your welder? And I was like, yeah, all right, cool, whatever. And then all of a sudden it stayed there and he started calling it his welder and it was like, excuse me a second.
You should be like, "Hey, man, can I borrow your welder?" And then just never give it back to him because it's clearly yours.
Yeah, I'm gonna end up doing that one of these days. I'm gonna just say, hey, I need to borrow it for a little project and
Just a little project, just a little rebuild.
just a little minor project that's only gonna take, I don't know, a week or two to at least just weld in the frame and
Yeah.
not.
It'll take you an afternoon.
Yeah, basically, I gotta start cutting in. I got a bunch of quarter inch diamond plate steel that I'm gonna cut up and weld in for my plates to box in the frame and then paint it and put my, I already got most of the frame, all the frame that I've sandblasted already. I went out and I got that roll on your own bed liner BS kit from Schmucks, and
Oh, how'd that go? Is that a quality item you'd recommend to the listeners?
actually, you know what? The funny thing is, I would recommend it. It turned out really, really well. And everywhere
Really?
that everywhere that I have covered it with so far, I haven't seen a speck of rust, and it's turned out very nicely.
Interesting. I bought the chem dip at Schmucks, and I figured that would just be a hoax as well, like some as seen on TV shit. And that did pretty good. So maybe they're turning it around.
Yeah, it depends on
Yeah,
what
that's a little soon to judge.
Yeah.
Well, what's the end result in this, though? What's the light at the end of the tunnel, the end game here? Once it's all said and done and finished, what is it about all of this work you're talking about doing? What is it that pays off? Is it that end result, driving it around, knowing it's yours? You built it.
Yeah, especially since, I mean, I'm under 30 and I have a car that's way
Pretty
over
rare.
30, and I mean, there's no one else that I know that I mean no one else that I know has a car that old or vehicle that old that they've even thought about trying to work on or wanted to work on, and
Right? It's very unique. It says a lot about you, says a lot about the car. It's interesting to see what projects we choose, Like you have one of probably the rarest one out of any of us doing projects right now. It is incredible to see that you're actually putting it back together. But what
it
is it?
is a rare one because, I mean, you look around and you don't see people, like, even if you just go to a car show, you might see like one international there, and the rest of them are all Fords and Chevys.
Yeah, I've never really seen internationals, like other than, in like pictures and documentaries of other years.
Everyone that always like sees it, they always instantly jump on that it's a Ford or a Chevy, or once in a blue moon I'll get Dodge, but
Huh.
I
Interesting.
don't know. Yeah, I don't know what those people are smoking. I'll keep telling them to hand it over so I can smoke some.
Yeah, right. That sounds pretty good. You're getting your shit fixed. Well, I'd like to keep in touch with you, have you on the show more often. Maybe we could do like a, how about every week we check in and see how it's going over there at Project Land.
All right. When would you like to create a date of podcast recordings?
What I like doing is winging it. Because when everybody's got these schedules these days, people are like expecting things to be done by this date. What if we just, wing it? Because that way they won't be disappointed. They'll be like, holy shit, they actually got another one done.
Oh, so you mean like our usual BS of how we run our lives,
That is
just whenever?
exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Yes, to the T. You know me well.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've only known you since, I don't know what, middle school,
Long
elementary.
enough. Too fucking long, to be honest with you. We'll just sum it up with that. But so let's start doing this every week. We'll start sharing Carfax and things. I know I'm gonna have Nick on here at some point telling me what he thinks he knows about that Skyhawk, and I'll probably share some facts about what I think I know about Italian handmade shit from the 70s. Oh my God.
Well, and I've talked about my baby project. Why don't you share everyone your project?
Oh God. It's just, sometimes you have when you have a child, you're so damn impressed with everything they do, and you're so such a proud parent. But when you own a shitty car, man, you just feel like a shitty person until that thing runs right. Like, oh man, it's
Yeah,
coming
sure.
along. It's hard to be proud of right now. It has some work to do, but I just removed all the emissions control units and the air pump, and oh God, I've probably taken over 100 pounds of crap out of the engine bay. Just in like grease and grime alone, it's over 40 years old. So,
Yeah, no one needs that crap.
yeah, exactly. But right now, I've just been kind of focusing on getting it back to what it was intended for. When they built it back in Italy, it was supposed to be a low powered, short wheelbase, kind of fun car to drive. So I just want to get it back to that. I'm not really looking for like a muscle car or something turbocharged, but I don't want to give anything away just yet. But we might be working on some kind of pro charging kit. So we'll see. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I've been looking around on some websites. I found some things, but so far dual carbs are in the future, and
Oh, definitely. At least dual.
oh yeah, definitely got to put down the intake that's on there now has so many holes in it from the emissions and vacuum lines that After taking it all out, it's just Swiss cheese. So I can either buy bolts and plugs to plug it all back up or just get a new, you know, intake. So the only ones I can find are dual carb intakes. So I might as well, you know.
Yeah, well, it definitely increases the power. That's for sure.
Just get that shit breathing. It's old. It needs to be gone through. But I'm hoping for the end result just to be, you know, a nice little two-seater, a little cruiser, a little five-speed rear-wheel drive. When it snows out, maybe I'll crash it into a ditch at the Costco parking lot or something.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like the epitome of every
beat. every fucking, almost every fucking car. It's just ended up somewhere with snow.
The funny thing is, after we've talked about your little project and whatnot, and I start seeing those things everywhere.
I know. I look on Craigslist and I was trying to see if I could find some parts, and there's just so many of them for sale, and they're all within like 12 miles of me, and I'm like, dude, everybody in Bainbridge Island's got a fucking Fiat. Like, but yeah. not a lot of them are 78s. Apparently that's a rare year, because they were the 1800 cubic centimeter 1.8 liter, and then when they went to the 2 liter, it was 1979. They went to the 2 liter, and apparently everything was downhill from there. So I have the most sought after out of all the 70s, I've heard, other than the original.
Oh, I mean, yours is.
Oh, did you just find
this one that?
Yeah. What? Oh, you're cutting out. What are you cutting out? Are you on the moon?
All right, so we had some technical difficulties part of that last conversation between Nate Fish and I, but yes, as we have talked about in our podcast so far, we are going to continue to share with everyone that is so willing to listen to our random bickering and complaining and information details about our random projects that we have going on and random occurrences throughout our lives that I sure will either entertain or bore the hell out of you. If you continue to follow us, please do. It would be highly appreciated. I mean, again, you can always follow his podcast. Again, his is Nate Fish. And then there's, of course, me, Fuel Junkie. Either or, but we always take appreciative towards anyone that has their comments or views, or even if you want to get your questions answered, you can always ask us a question about a project that you guys have going on or a car that you're working on, or if there's anything or any kind of subject line that we talk about and you guys are curious about anything more, let us know. Shoot us a message. We'll try to answer anything we can and let you know more or further details about anything and all that we talk about. If not, I hope you all get to enjoy listening to us, and hopefully it brings you all entertainment and maybe a little tidbit of information and knowledge into your future. And if not, well, hopefully it didn't bore you too bad. And yeah, I guess that's all. Keep it weird!